Hey guys, and what's up, and welcome back to my podcast. It is currently April 20th, 2024. It is a Saturday night. It's 9:30 p.m. I'm here at Hamilton College, back on campus. The last time I recorded an episode was actually in Copenhagen. It was like a little bit over a month ago today, and I was recording with my good friend Sarah Fisher, who also goes to Hamilton. But she was studying abroad, we met up, whatever. Long story short is, we recorded a really, really awesome episode. If you haven't checked it out yet, be sure to go back and listen to it. I'll put it in the show notes. But thank you for the love I've received so far on that episode. And I'm very excited to say that right now I'm with my other dear friend, Lane. She is the third member of our three-person group chat. If you know what I mean, you know what I mean. And I'm really excited to have her here with me. I feel like we have a lot of really, really great things that we're going to go into in this episode. But before we're really hopping in, kind of wanted to hand it over to her to give herself a little introduction. She can tell us a little bit about what she does, what she's about, all that jazz, and then we can hop right into the actual episode. So thanks for being here, Lane. Want to give a little intro?
Yes. Hi, I'm Lane. I'm from outside of Philadelphia. My family and I moved to Utah 2 years ago. To Park City. And I guess it kind of is a lot of my identity right now. But I'm a junior here at Hamilton. I'm 20. And I'm not a student athlete, which is very different because a lot of my friends are. So I'm just doing my thing at my small liberal arts college, and I love running.
Wait, drop your username.
My username on Instagram is at Lane's Lifestyle Choices. I made my Instagram last year, just like documenting what I do on a day-to-day, and it's been really fun, especially to look back on. And at Hamilton, I'm an anthropology major and a classics minor, and yeah.
Cool. Thanks, Lane. So my idea for this episode was to kind of just talk about what it's like to go to a small liberal arts college like we go to at Hamilton College for a variety of reasons. For one, as I mentioned, it's April 20th, which means that I'm now less than a month out from my graduation from Hamilton College, which is honestly crazy. And if you've listened to any of my stuff, you guys know I'm extremely sentimental and nostalgic and very reflective, and I've just been doing so much thinking about, like, what my time here has meant to me and, like, how grateful I am for these 4 years and how they've shaped me and prepared me for the real world and all that jazz. And kind of in tandem with that, I've been receiving so many messages on Instagram these days being like, what's it like to go to Hamilton? Blah, 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 blah. So I thought it would be really fun to, like, record an episode about my experience and my experience with making friends like Lane. And I thought that this would be like a really nice kind of duo because, as Lane kind of mentioned, like, I am a student athlete, and like, obviously that is a big part of my experience here. But then Lane, on the other hand, like, she also covers a lot of ground in the sense that she's not on a varsity sports team, but she's still like a very, like, she won't tell you this, but I'll tell you for you guys, like, she trains more than most of my teammates do. She's a very athletic person.
Thank you.
We have this term, called NARP, which means, what is it?
Non-athletic regular person.
And I always joke that Lane is like an ARP, like, she's an athletic regular person. But she's also involved in many clubs on campus. She's a tour guide. And yeah, I mean, like, Lane and I literally met in a classics class, which is so fun because it's kind of like the college dream, right? It's like you find a close friend in one of your classes. At least that's how I find it.
Absolutely.
To be. And so I just feel like between the two of us, like, people joke, but like, seriously, so we kind of know everybody on campus. Like, when we're together, it's always like a hey. Like, we cover a lot of ground. So I thought it'd be fun for us to kind of just talk about our experiences, but then also to just, like, I don't know, give our little spiel on how much we love this place because we both love Hamilton College. And yeah, that's kind of my thoughts. But I'm really excited for this. So
yeah, thanks, me Lane. As well. I love Hamilton.
Okay, so maybe, like, we should start by kind of just explaining, like, what Hamilton College is and, like, kind of, like, the stereotypes of, like, what it's like to be here.
Yeah, I can do that.
Yeah,
As a tour guide, which I've been doing since freshman year, which is something that I love to do on campus. So Hamilton's a really small school. There's, like, about 1,800 to 2,000 kids here. And we're in the middle of central or upstate New York. We're really remote. On one side of campus, it's cow farm. The other side of campus is bison. So really in the middle of nowhere. We're a small liberal arts college, so
we're in the NESCAC.
Yes, we're in the NESCAC, which is our athletic conference of D3 schools. And Hamilton, unlike a lot of other schools, you can't really be on like a legit pre-med, pre-law track. You can't really major in anything pre-professional. Everybody's just here to learn how to learn.
I'm going to throw this in real quick. We have, which something that differentiates us from other like liberal arts colleges, I think, is we have an open curriculum. So we like legitimately have no course requirements except for those that you need for your major.
Yeah.
Although we do have a speaking intensive requirement and a writing intensive requirement, which you can pretty much fulfill like in any department. Like I have a math writing intensive credit for my major, but I just think like my grandfather went to Hamilton, both my parents went to Hamilton, and like what they always told me was like Hamilton does such a great job preparing you for your reading, speaking, and writing skills, which obviously you need no matter what career you go into. So I think that's a really great asset to Hamilton College. Anyways,
back
to
what you're saying. No, it's really cool. You come in here and like Kylie was saying, you really just need writing or oral intensive classes. You need three of those and then one quantitative and symbolic reasoning class, which is like math and science. But I mean, it really truly is an open curriculum where you can take any class at any point here, because you can get your quantitative reasoning class through a theater class on stage lighting. So it's really cool. You don't come in 4 years. I mean, you could go all 4 years without taking a math or science class. Same applies for something like lit or philosophy. You don't have to take any of that. So it's cool. I mean, you could finish your major by the end of the spring of your sophomore year and not even declare your major until then. So you really have a lot of time to just figure out what you like. I mean, before Hamilton, I didn't really know what anthropology was or classics.
Yeah, wait, what even is anthropology? Low-key.
Yeah, anthropology is a study of culture, but I'm focused in biological anthropology. So there's like a ton of sub-disciplines. Well, specific to the U.S., it's different. In, I don't know, British anthropology is very different. But I focus in biological anthropology, so about the body and culture. Whereas you could be something like linguistics and focus on writing or maybe focus on archaeology. So it's super cool. Super liberal arts.
Super liberal arts.
Super not pre-professional. Super, you have to go to grad school to get a job.
Although, one thing I will say, and I've always preached this, like, one to myself, but two to my friends, having seen so many of my, like, parents and their friends graduate Hamilton is, like, although you're not, as Lane said, going a pre-professional track, like, you're getting this, like, I mean, you're getting a liberal arts education, so you're getting, like, a wide variety of skills that you can really go into any field with. Like, I have, like, my uncle, for example, like, he, like, graduated Hamilton as, like, a history major, and now is, like, this super hotshot, like, business guy, like, doing great things with the world. And, I don't know, I've had friends who graduated as, like, sociology majors who are now, like, lawyers. So, like, although obviously you're not getting, like, the exact pre-professional track, I think arguably, like, short-term it's harder when you're graduating college because you don't have this, like, set path to follow, but long-term you're better ready for success because, like, you are able to excel, one, in any career path, like from a purely, like career standpoint, but also, like, you have such great interpersonal skills through those reading and writing and speaking skills that you develop. And wow, we literally, this is going to be like a...
It's going to... Like buy a marketing, Hamilton.
A marketing know thyself. For Hamilton. But I think it is, I mean, it truly is a testament that here we are, like, senior and junior in college
obsessed.
On a Saturday night talking to you guys about how much we love our school.
Yeah, and also, like, I would say, like, going to Hamilton is really an investment because you're going into something where, like, you're really in the middle of nowhere. You're not majoring in something like accounting or business, and then you're kind of just crossing your fingers for the best. And, like, in my high school, nobody really goes to small colleges like this, so it really is, like, you're going for it, and you jump in the deep end, and I mean, Kylie and I both are obsessed with it, plus Kylie has so many familial ties to Hamilton, which makes it even cooler.
But actually, that's a good, great way to start this beyond what we've already spoke about. Maybe do you want to tell us about, like, one, like, how you found out about Hamilton, two, like, what made you want to go here, and, like, kind of give us that whole spiel?
Yeah, I went to the same school, K-12, so I was a lifer. And it was a really small school. There was like 40 to 60 students per grade.
Damn.
And I played on this lacrosse team with one of my friends who was recruited to Hamilton for lacrosse. And I originally was looking at Colgate University, so it's right next to Hamilton. And I was like, oh, I may as well hang out with my friend who plays lacrosse here while I'm in the area. And then I came and hung out with her and I was like, oh my God, this is the best place on earth. And at the time, my brother had just recently committed to a smaller liberal arts college as well. And, like, originally I wanted to go to a big school. Like, my dad went to Michigan and I loved Michigan. But then I saw what my brother was doing, and I saw that my friend played lacrosse in Hamilton, and she loved it, and I had a great time hanging out with her here. So then I was like, oh, I should actually really consider a small school like this and see if it's right for me, and it ended up being, like, perfect and really, like, shaped my college search process.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's, like, very wholesome.
Thanks. But also, I will say, like, a lot of students from my high school are so done with small schools that they end up going to, like, Big Tens. But also, like, for the record, I mean, like, my grade was, like, about 60 students, but my year at Hamilton is, like, over 600, so it's still 10 times the size, so it is still big for me.
Do you ever, like, play that game in your head as to, like, man, like, should I have gone to a bigger school?
I, like, just view it as, like, you're getting two very different college experiences going to a big school versus mm-hmm. a school like Hamilton, mm-hmm. but I feel like I'm so happy here that I feel like it was just the right decision for me, but that if I went to a big school, I'm sure I could thrive there as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's also, like, interesting because on tours, a lot of people say, like, how do you deal with going to a small school and, like, knowing everyone? Which, like, yeah, we know a lot of people, but also, like, I always remind myself that it's still a big school for me. Mm. So, yeah. Like, that kind of comes in my head as well.
And I feel like that's the other thing, too. Like, actually, I'm going to say two things on that. Very well said. I think, too, is, like, I think the types of people who have issues with, quote-unquote, like, knowing everybody are people who, like, either, A, are, like, problematic and they don't want people knowing about their business, or, two, like, I don't know. I think there's something so great about, like, we walk into, like, our dining hall and we know people at every table. I love that. I also recognize that it's temporary. And, like, once you leave Hamilton after 4 years, like, you're never going to get, like, an experience like this ever again.
Yeah.
Like, you're really not.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, it's almost like a sleepaway camp type feeling.
No, I always say it's, like, very much so sleepaway camp. Like, if people listening have gone, it's like a rec hall type of vibe. Like, you kind of just know a lot of people. And also, I remember I was talking to Kylie about this once, but, like, something about this small school and knowing people, like, pressures everyone to be very nice and, like, collaborative mm-hmm. in, like, a weird way. But, like, honestly, everybody here is so nice. And mm-hmm. I don't know if it's because, like, you kind of know if somebody's not going to be nice because it's a small school and, like, maybe somebody has a reputation. But it's just cool. Like, people know your business, but, like, that also means, like, we were talking about this. If you go home sick for 2 weeks, like, somebody who you've barely spoken to in one of your classes will text you, like, are you doing okay?
Yeah, 1,000%. And that's the other thing, too, is, like, I feel like that was, like, to give kind of, like, my, like, how did I end up at Hamilton story? Yeah. Like, obviously, mine's different than Lane's because I was recruited for a sport, but, too, like, I'm a triple legacy. My grandfather went here. He was class of 1958, and then both my parents went here. My mom was class of 91. My dad was 93. My dad's brother was 95. So I had that. And then my twin brother is also here at Hamilton, who is on the lacrosse team here. And anyways, I definitely had a family legacy. And it's funny, I just got back from dinner with some of my teammates. And one of my teammates was like, were you pressured to go to Hamilton from your parents? And, like, honestly, my answer always is, like, no. They didn't tell me, like, you need to look at Hamilton, blah, 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 blah. I was getting recruited by, like, basically all NESCAC and Ivy schools, which in my head were all pretty similar, give or take a few facets. So they weren't pressuring me to look at Hamilton. In fact, I was ready to commit to Hamilton the day that my brother committed to Hamilton for lacrosse. But my parents are very much like, no, you need to, like, see out every school. Like, you need to do all your overnights, whatever, whatever. But it would be a lie to say that I wasn't biased, seeing, one, how much my parents loved their experience at Hamilton, but two, I just, like, you know, grew up having my parents invite current Hamilton students over for family dinners to talk to them about, like, their career tracks. Or I have this vivid memory of being in, like, literally Croatia when I'm 7, and my parents invite, like, we run into these kids who were studying abroad on the beach who were wearing Hamilton hats. And then we, like, brought them back to, like, our, like, hotel we were staying at and, like, took them out to dinner. So I was very much, like, biased from a young age, hearing about how much my parents loved Hamilton and seeing, like, how, like, supportive the Hamilton community was to each other. So committing to Hamilton to me was, like, my decision, but based off, like, legitimate bias, I feel like, if that makes sense.
Validated bias.
Exactly. Validated bias. And here I am, like, 4 years later, and I'm just, again, so grateful to have chosen to go to Hamilton College because it truly, like, I feel like for me, like, it just helped me to, like, develop into the person that, like, I wanted to become. And I didn't know if I'd ever be able to become that version of myself, if that makes sense. That's, like, very cheesy and cliche. And especially, like, my freshman year was 2020. So, like, it was my freshman year of college was, like, nothing like any college experience should be. Obviously, across the country, it was the same exact way for everybody. I was lucky to be on campus. But I loved my experience during my freshman year when, like, we were all in masks and classes were remote and there was no social life at all. And I think the fact that I loved it that much then is just a true testament to how great of a place this is. Because, yeah, that was a crazy time to be in college, for sure, for sure.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know. It's a really good place. And I think, like, another thing about Hamilton that I think differentiates it from other NESCAC schools is that it has this, like, stereotypical, like, light side, dark side divide. I don't know if you want to speak on that.
Yeah, we have two sides of our campus. One is Hamilton College, historically, and the other side is historically Kirkland College, which is, like, a women's school, and they merged in the 80s. But they look really different, and you have to cross a road. I mean, not a big road, just a crosswalk to get from one side of campus to the other. But, I don't know, they look different. The students are pretty different who live on one side of campus versus the other. And it's, like, an interesting way that it fosters some sense of community here. It's also a fully residential campus. You have to live on campus all 4 years, which, like, may seem crazy to some people. But, yeah, like Kylie said, it's definitely a unique aspect to Hamilton. I'd also say, like, we have a really big campus. Like, technically, we have 1,800 acres, which is pretty crazy. I mean, I go cross-country skiing here and snowshoeing, so it's a really big place, too. So I feel like those are two things that are really special to Hamilton.
Yeah, that's a great point. And I think even, like, the light side, dark side divide is great because, one, it gives people, like, a sense of community. So, like, obvious, like, the light side is, like, stereotypically, like, you're athletes and, like, you're, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
You're, like, Greek life people and, like.
Yeah, it's, like, athlete, science, Greek life on the light side, which is Hamilton. And then, like, arts, humanities, like, thrifting on the Kirkland side of campus.
And honestly, like, as cheesy as it sounds, obviously there's stereotypes. Obviously, I lived on dark side once, but back in the day. But, like, I feel like in a way it, like, makes it, one, feel bigger than it actually is, because there are people who I, like, genuinely might not see for, like, weeks at a time, just because, like, we kind of, like, operate in different circles of campus. And then, two, is, like, it gives everyone a sense of belonging. So, like, the theater kids are on equal par in their lives to the athletes. That sounds kind of, like, that's kind of a negative way to say it. That was, like, kind of a negative connotation.
No,
but you know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, it's kind of just, like, everything has its place here geographically.
Yeah.
So it's not, like, athletics outweigh theater.
Yeah.
Which, like, it probably wouldn't anyway since we're D3, but, like, right. It easily could still.
Even just like, socially, like, on a weekend night. Yeah.
Like, just depending on the culture of the school, it's so easy for, like, theater to, I don't know.
Like, I talked to my friends at other NESCAC schools, people who are athletes, people who aren't athletes, and, like, those who aren't athletes, I feel like, do genuinely have a harder time making friends unless they're, like, in a solid club. Just because I feel like at these types of small schools where, like, varsity athletes do make up, like, 45-ish, 40% of the population, it can be hard if it's, like, if you, like, have a bad freshman roommate and, like, it's just hard to make friends when you're a freshman, which maybe you want to speak about.
Yeah.
Being that, I guess.
So, unlike Kylie, I mean, I didn't start in, like, complete COVID times, which was definitely a very different experience to Kylie, but, I mean, my freshman floor, I'm still, like, super close with all the girls. I had an awesome roommate who ended up transferring going into sophomore year, but you, like, also don't select your roommate here. You get paired with somebody or multiple people randomly, which is super cool. And you go on an orientation trip at the start of the year, but my freshman year was really awesome here. I was sick the whole entire fall, so I was home a lot, but I feel like it was kind of just at least providing a time for me to, like, reflect on how much I was enjoying my experience so far. And it was just so different from my high school. Plus, like, I'm so used to being around the same students for, like, 12 years of my life, basically. Or I guess not 12 years, but I mean, I grew up with them anyway. Everyone was, like, neighbors anyway. But yeah, freshman year was really cool here, and I kind of, like, found a lot of interest that I didn't have in high school, which is so cliche, but I also, like, ran my first half marathon freshman year and, like, realized that I actually liked running, and it wasn't just, like, a punishment for sports, and, like, I took my first anthropology class, and, like, I got involved in a lot of different, like, pockets of campus that I was excited about. I tried club soccer, I tried rugby, which was really fun.
Wait, you played club soccer?
Like, theoretically,
yeah. I did not know that. See, okay, guys, wait, let me put a little quickly distinction. Lane, like, obviously, like, we're 1 year apart, but we weren't friends until sophomore fall, and we had that class together. Or, sorry, her sophomore fall, my junior fall. So, like, it's just funny, like,
we're new friends.
We're, like, low-key, she's, like, my closest friend here, but, like, low-key, we've only been friends for a year.
No, it's weird. Like, every day, we'll, like, say something about our experiences at Hamilton that, like, we just had no idea each other.
Like, I didn't know any of, like,
lives. Or, like, especially, like, when we were both, like, not even when Kylie was here freshman year, but more, like, when I was here my freshman year and she was a sophomore and, like, random things. Or also, like, her boyfriend's in my year.
Yeah.
And, like, we didn't know each other. And, like, we never, like, crossed paths, which is crazy.
I feel like we have, like, many mutual friends, too, which is funny. But, like, we didn't realize we had mutual friends until after we became friends because of our class.
Yeah. It was funny, too, because also, like, we're both, like, we love running and training, and, like, we kind of, like, live a very similar, like, we lead similar lives.
We do, like, similar lives.
We kind of just met by sitting next to each other in class.
And that's, like, so special about, again, like, a place where, like, when I went to public high school, right, and, like, that you had, like, I guess I'm trying to say is, like, when you end up picking a college wherever you may pick to go, like, it's pretty cool that, like, chances are the people who are also choosing to go to the same college as you have, like, similar values or interests or passions or whatever. So it's really special that, like, in choosing to go to a school like Hamilton, like, people who are also choosing to go to Hamilton, like, more likely will, like, have similar life qualities as me, if that makes sense. You know what I mean? Am I making sense with that?
No, yeah. People here, like, it kind of, like, draws a distinct crowd of people who are, like, have, like, a good amount of grit and, like, want to work hard.
Academics.
Whether that's, like, being intellectually curious or, like, going to the gym on a Monday
morning.
Damn,
that was, like, such a Hamilton-coded word.
I'm, like, after, like, giving a tour today, I'm, like, on my tour grind.
Wait, that's actually helpful for this.
like, it's cool. Like, you'll see people at, like, 7 a.m. on a Monday morning in the gym and then, like, running to class and then doing this and this and this. Like, people here love to be busy. But also, like,
or
not
like
just...
what Luke says, like, people here, instead of, like, love to be busy, Luke always says, people here hate free time, which is,
so true. It's so true. It's so true.
So, honestly, like, that's, like, the one of the things about Hamilton, which I think can be tough for people, is if they don't know how to, like, turn off.
Yeah, people definitely are busy here and, like, make themselves busy and don't always know how to chill. But, I don't know, I think a lot of people, like, have, like, a guilty pleasure of not enjoying free time.
Yeah.
Like, they want to be busy, and they want to be stressed, and they want to, like, always have something to work on and to be better at.
Which is, like, really good, obviously, to some extent. Of course, it can become toxic, but that's also, like, again, like, I'm obviously extremely biased. But when I was choosing through, like, similar liberal arts colleges, I did feel that Hamilton had the best perspective of, like, we work hard, we play hard, as cliche as that sounds. And I still feel that way to this day. Like, obviously, like, people here are, like, very academically motivated. They're very motivated with their careers, their whatever their hobbies are, their passions, their interests. But there's also, like, this, like, encouragement from your peers, like, oh, no, like, take a night in. Like, relax. You know what I mean? Whereas I don't feel like I really saw that other colleges I was looking at. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that does make sense.
Like, I'm, like, always validated from my friends. I'm, like, even tonight, I was, like, I don't think I'm gonna, like, today is a Saturday. I don't usually do work on Saturdays. And whenever one of my friends does work on a Saturday, everyone else is, like, oh, my God, no, like, take the day off. Like, take a chill day. You deserve it, sweetheart. And I'm, like, this is really refreshing.
Yeah. It's definitely refreshing for sure.
And plus, I think the professors here, too. Like, all my professors, like, they give you, like, 4 skips per semester, and, like, don't, like, a research professor, we're in a class together for sociology, and he's, like, I don't even need, like, don't even email me, like, if you don't show up to class, I'm just gonna assume you're taking the day for yourself.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, it's really fun. Plus, like, it's definitely, like, it's hard to find a college where I don't really feel too much pressure to go out, or, like, guilt if I don't go out at night.
Right.
Because, like, of course, I mean, like, I'm 20, like, it's expected that I want to go out every night. But, like, that's really not what I love doing.
I was going to say, it's, like, okay, guys, it's 9:49 on a Saturday night.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. I did just have dirty Mexican food and a margarita with my teammates. So, I'm feeling a little bit.
Yeah.
But the fact that we're, like, sitting in her bed, like, cuddled up, doing a podcast on a Saturday night.
Yeah.
And it's, like, we're not getting judged for it is, like, kind of a really nice thing.
No, my favorite thing here is, like, on weeknights or even, like, weekend nights, like, just, like, bouncing between people's rooms. Because, like, it's residential. Like, we're in dorms all 4 years. And Kylie lives 2 floors above me. So, like, I just, like,
brush my teeth and run up to Kai's room if I have to tell her something. Like, it's something that you'll never get to experience again. And, like, it's so summer camp and it's so appreciated.
Yeah.
But, like, that is how we spend our time, which, like, I don't really talk about it that much, I guess, because, like, I just don't go out and I don't really love drinking and stuff. But it's, like, I don't talk about it because it's not an issue and it's not something that, like, stands out, really.
It's been really special for me, like, going off of what Lane was just saying. Again, having had my mom go through Hamilton and she, like, love her, but she, like, was, her experience for me was very different from mine. Like, back when she was here, there were more, like, parties happening midweek and, like, she wasn't an athlete and, like, she just had different academic interests, whatever, whatever. But she's always, like, had this perspective for me, like, going into Hamilton and, like, literally, like, at the beginning of each semester, I get a text from her that says, like, never take for granted the fact that all your girl best friends are within a 5-minute radius of you. And I've really, like, tried to, like, lean into that. And, like Len was just saying, like, we don't text each other, like, oh, like, can I come over? It's just, like, she knocks my door.
Yeah.
And, like, especially in this day and age, we're, like, maybe when our parents were kids, that was normal, like, in the kids in the neighborhood, but, like, that was not my experience growing up, you know what I mean? And it's just, like, nice that, like, in some ways it feels like when you're here, like, in this, like, little, like, safe bubble, where, like, I mean, like, for example, this is, like, a, like, legitimate thing that happens. One, nobody locks their doors in their rooms. It's, like, so, like, I don't know a single person who locks their bedroom when they go to bed, or, like, just when they leave the room. And then, two, like, I will literally leave my laptop on a table in the science center for, like, 7 hours at a time. And, like, I have no worries it's going to get stolen or, like, anything.
And people reserve their tables in the dining hall just by, like, leaving their phone on a table.
And then not even, like, the dining hall. Just every, like, in the classroom.
Yeah. You just reserve something by leaving your phone. And it's, like, really respected. Mm-hmm. And it's really cool. I actually, recently, I was home a few weeks ago. And I left my water bottle on a treadmill, like, in hopes of reserving the treadmill. Because I just was, like, whatever, I was running away for a second, and then I come back, and, like, my water bottle was on the ground, and somebody was on my treadmill, and it was, culture shock, because that would never happen at Hamilton.
But you're right, like, I feel like there's just, like, so many things I take for granted here. I took a behavioral economics class here, which is probably one of my favorite, like, interesting classes for my econ major, and we, like, had a whole class where we just, like, talked about Hamilton College social norms, and it's funny because I sent my notes, like, from that class in my home friend group chat to my, like, three closest friends, one who goes to UMass Amherst, big school, one who goes to Holy Cross, Catholic school, different vibe, and then one who goes to Pitt, Catholic, big school, and, like, the things on my list that are just so normal for me here, like, we're just so weird for them there. And, like, maybe let's want to, like, bounce off some things for the people. I'm trying to think of, like, some examples from that discussion.
Yeah. Well, I would say, I mean, my friends are also, like, my friend group from high school is, like, Wake Forest, Tulane, Maryland, Penn State, UMiami.
Very different schools.
So, yeah, it's the polar opposite. And it's just, like, I don't know. It's so crazy to see the differences.
Right.
It's also just, like, my friends a lot of times say that it just kind of looks like we're at, like, a spa retreat. Because, like, I don't know, especially my freshman year, like, I did outdoor yoga at sunset, like, as an activity throughout the week. So, like, I tell my parents I'm at, like, a retirement home. Like, I went and saw Venus Williams speak a few nights ago. And then, like, after that, I kind of, you know, like, just hung out with my friends in a dorm. So I do sometimes, like, some people will critique. I mean, of course, like, every college, there's people who don't like it and there's people who critique it. I will say Hamilton's, like, an extremely acquired taste. Right. Like, you kind of have to know what you're signing up for coming in, which, like, was hard for, I mean, Kylie's class didn't really get to experience normal Hamilton for their freshman year. And then my class didn't really get to tour Hamilton. So didn't get to, like, really understand the vibe of it, especially with, like, Greek life or maybe, like, parties off campus before coming in, so it was, like, kind of hard to know what to expect, but definitely an acquired taste, and definitely some, like, random things going on here that wouldn't go on in another school, like,
for sure.
Like, I don't know, for a weekend morning, like, you're gonna see a lot of students up pretty early at, like, the coffee shop downtown before maybe working an on-campus job throughout their, like, Saturday or Sunday afternoon, or, like, you'll find that, like, a normal guy here could wake up at, like, 7:30 in the morning when they don't have class until 11, which, like, obviously, like, that's not everybody's experience here, but it's just interesting, like, people will go to bed early, wake up early, like, sign up for activities throughout the day, go to their classes, and, like, be on the grind.
But... And also, like, you'll get your, like, what I believe to be, like, a stereotypical frat boy, like, kids who, like, stay out late drinking at parties until 4 a.m., but then they also have that side of them that, like, they're secretly, like, not even secretly, but they're, like, actually opposite of secretly, they're like outwardly like in the choir.
Yeah.
Like, people like everyone here like has like this very like well-rounded sense of self that like honestly from my Eastern Massachusetts like public high school, like we did not have that. It's like you were an athlete or you're in theater or you're in music, like you have your one thing and that's like what you do, whereas here like you're encouraged to like do everything essentially.
Yeah, and I mean there's obviously like multifaceted students at every college,
right?
But I think it's just like, I don't know, healthy or unhealthy, there's like an obsession with being multifaceted here, and there's obsession with productivity, which like also like it's not just a Hamilton bubble, like that exists beyond Hamilton,
right?
But it's kind of funny that like it's something that exists like at our age in a college, because like I could see a like post-grad life in New York, there's an obsession with waking up early, getting your workout in, doing your work, doing this and this, and like say you're an investment bank, whatever, like that's what everyone at Hamilton does. But like it's kind of funny that like a college has this type of culture where it's like go, be productive, like be a kind person, like be multifaceted. So I feel like that's kind of like what Kylie and I are almost, I don't know, not to speak for you, trying to get across.
Right.
I don't know. It's like this weird utopia here. And like, yeah, it's kind of hard to get out of the bubble, but like I want to be in the bubble, so.
Right. And I feel like people talking to like recent grad friends, like people who are doing what you just said, like they are doing corporate New York City life, which, hey, like that's what I'm going to be doing in like crazy, like just 2 months from now. Like they're always like, Hamilton prepared me so well, and I don't even mean just like academically for the career, they're like just like the lifestyle that you like kind of like were encouraged to cultivate, whether you consciously or subconsciously, like actually makes so like when you're in that position wherever you're doing post grad, like you're actually like better prepared than you thought, and like life is actually easier for you than you thought, if
yeah,
that makes sense.
And it's funny because like, I don't know, we don't want to be up on our high horse, but it's pretty cool. Like, not to make, like, such a broad sweeping claim about a college generally, but, like, I don't know. It's definitely both of our experiences, and we're, like, while we both like very similar things, we're actually in pretty different, you know, in different pockets of the campus, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't know. We both love it, and that's what we've found.
And I feel like something that we've kind of already touched on, but, like, when I'm, like, talking to recruits or, like, potential students or whatever, they're like, what's your favorite thing about Hamilton? My answer is like always the people, because I mean, again, like, and my parents went here, they give me perspective. My dad used to tell me when I was little, and like I don't really know like how I still remember this, but I was like, the best thing about Hamilton is that everybody is so interesting, and like some of like the best life conversations I've ever had with anybody was like at a party at like 3 a.m. in the frat house. But like truthfully, I do believe in that, and I've always tried to live that way here, is like everyone who goes here, like, has so much to them, like, and obviously that's the same with every college, of course, but I think people here are just, like, so willing to speak to each other, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, there's not this, like, whole, like, oh, I'm gonna look the other way and, like, ignore them type
Well,
vibe.
Also, like, I don't know, as a non-athlete, like, it's so easy to have an athlete, non-athlete divide here, but, like, I can speak from my experience, like, yeah. I don't have that divide between me and, like, I mean, most of my best friends are on sports teams here and, like, are on different ones.
Right.
And, like, I don't know, it's so easy to fall into, like, your own corner of campus and not talk to other people. It's, like, I don't know, I can't speak to this experience because I haven't had it, but, like, you could have a predetermined friendship with so many people if you're recruited for a team or for a sport here. But, like, it's so cool that people still, like, want to make more friends.
Yeah.
And, like, talk to everybody on campus or join different groups, no matter if you already have a group going for you.
That's a great point.
But, yeah, it's cool. Especially as a non-athlete, having that experience.
Damn, yeah.
Yeah.
What's been the best class you've taken here? Okay, wait, most fun or, like, most interesting?
I took, well, my most interesting class was, like, one of these anthro classes that's, like, on the history of ideas. It was just,
wait,
like,
damn, what'd you learn about in that?
You basically learn about, like, all of the underpinnings of anthropology. So you hit, like, linguistics, archaeology, because archaeology is a combined department with anthropology.
Mm-hmm.
Then you also hit, like, the biomedical sphere. And it's so interesting. But besides, like, the anthro stuff, I took a food and philosophy class.
Wait,
where
wow.
we, like, met with a butcher, and it was so interesting.
Like a real-life butcher?
Yeah. It was really cool. And also, my professor went to Hamilton, which made it, like, extra cool.
Oh, wait, really?
Yeah.
I didn't even know that.
She was super cool. Yeah.
Do you know what year she graduated? Like, was she younger?
I don't know. And then she went to Michigan after. So
oh, my God,
like,
that's so funny.
She's definitely young.
Oh, okay, that's cool.
But, I took a food and philosophy class. We also met someone who, like, I don't know, makes her own Ethiopian coffee beans, which is really cool. And then Kylie and I took our ancient comedy class.
Yeah, I wish we had, like, video footage from, like, whenever, like, our final for the class was, like, making, what, like, a play on, like, what was even the play? Something yeah. with, like, ancient comedy.
We, like, made up our own, like, we, like, worked off of these playwrights, like, Aristophanes. We, like, made our own play, like, based off of them.
I don't know if you remember the name. Damn.
No, it was just, yeah.
That was, like, so fun, like, throughout that semester. So, Lane and I had, like, a mutual guy friend in the class. He's my brother's teammate, and, like, Lane is just friends with him.
Yeah, I don't even know how. Oh, freshman year.
Freshman year. And so, I feel like we, like, the three of us kind of became, like, a corner group. And then, like, slowly through the semester, like, Lane and I, like, started, like, becoming, like, kind of, like, making jokes with each other in class. And then, I think, like, the way we actually became, like, real friends was, like, I think you, like, asked me about Inside Tracker or something.
Yes.
Which is a company that I was working for at the time, which then now Lane is working for, which is so funny. But, like, I was just like, whoa, like, how does this girl know about this, like, basically, like, an endurance health company? Like,
yeah.
How does this girl, who's not a runner, know about all these things? And yeah. I was like, wait, who is this really cool person?
And then we also, like, got coffee before yes. our final. I remember I had yeah. the flu. Because I had the flu, and I was getting my car, and I went to the wrong parking lot. And then I, like, had to grab my key. And I was just, like, a mess. But I was like, I must get coffee with this, like, upperclassman cool girl.
I can't believe you thought of me as that. That's so crazy.
No, because, like, obviously, like, Kylie's older than me and, like, had more of a life at Hamilton or than I had.
Yeah, okay.
But it was really fun. And we, like, got coffee and then we became friends. Then we went on winter break.
Yeah.
And then we became friends outside of class after that because we didn't have our class anymore.
Yeah.
But yeah. What's your yeah. favorite class?
Damn. I always think about that. For reference, I don't think I've said this yet. I'm an economics major, like, specifically, like, kind of narrowed in on, like, behavioral economics, and then I'm a math minor. Every semester, like, what I tried to do is I would take one econ class from my major, one math class from my minor, and then I would take one, like, interesting class that was still, like, an academically kind of, like, a challenge, and then my fourth class would always be just, like, a lighter work, kind of, like, I don't want to say easy A class, but kind of an easy A class. So I've definitely taken my fair share of, like, oddball fun classes for that fourth class. Yeah. I think, like, my favorite would have to be theater. I've taken four theater classes at Hamilton, which is kind of hilarious when you think about it, because one, I'm, like, really bad at acting, and two, I had no theater experience going into college, but I took Theater 100 my sophomore fall with my brother and some of his friends. It was kind of like a, let's just take this class to take this class. And it ended up being such a great experience. I talk about it in all my job interviews for, like, what class was the most helpful for you, because I think just, like, the nature of theater is, like, you become comfortable with, like, who you are in uncomfortable situations, if that makes sense. Like, of course, like, performing in front of people is, like, can be mortifying. It is for me, at least. And I think, like, learning to, like, kind of, like, mentally be, like, prepare yourself for that, and then, like, doing it has been really good for me in, like, my public speaking skills, and also just, like, confidence in social situations, et cetera, et cetera. It's also the class that I met my boyfriend in, which, of course, I'm gonna be a little bit biased because happy stuff. But three, just, like, it exposes me to, like, kind of, like, a different side of Hamilton. Like, I feel like I just have become friends with people who, like, are theater majors who, like, normally I wouldn't, like, interact with, just because, like, they're not in my major and they're not in sports teams here. So I feel like just kind of, like, being around, like, this super supportive, funny, like, talented group of people who have nothing to do with, like, my day-to-day life has been really exciting and fun for me. And I have people who, like, will probably be invited to my wedding, and, like, just because we had a theater class together here, which I think yeah. is super special. But in terms of interesting classes, I've taken two, like, really cool sociology classes, one of which Lane and I are in right now, which is sociology of health and illness. I also took sociology of mental health and illness, so very similar overlay, if you can imagine. But I feel like sociology is just, like, a very interesting field for me, because I just, like, genuinely nerd out to the readings, which, like, is kind of hard to do, I feel like, when you're reading, like, empirical research studies. But the fact that I do nerd out to them, I think, is a testament to how interested I am in them.
Yeah, so. It's fun stuff.
What is something that, like, surprised you about Hamilton?
Well, I would say, like, I was really surprised how many people, like, go corporate and, like, climb the corporate ladder and want to be investment bankers, and everybody's an econ
major. Like, everybody in the econ major wants to do that.
Yeah, I mean, a third of my year is an econ major.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I just, did not know that.
Yeah, econ is crazy here. There's so many people. And, like, I don't know. I became one of those people without the econ major. So, like, so, I don't know. It's a very corporate school. I thought everybody would go into nonprofit from Hamilton because, like, that was my perception.
Wait, really?
Well, my perception of small liberal arts was, like, everyone is either, like, pre-law or, like, knows that they want to, like, lead a nonprofit or, like, create their own, like, startup or something. I don't know. Like, it was, yeah. But now
I
mean, I'm, like,
that makes sense, I guess.
Yeah. Now people, like, just want to be on, like, a top consulting firm. Like, I don't know. And I definitely appreciate it now. I've come to love it. Well, honestly, I always loved it. I was just surprised by it.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, people here, like, are really determined to make money. And, like, that was not my expectation of a small liberal arts school.
Yeah.
How about you?
Well, that's I'm just thinking about it past that. That's funny. I guess it's obviously I didn't have those feelings, again, because of my parents and their friends.
Right.
But I see why you would think that, because it's a liberal arts college. It's not, like, yeah, a business school.
Plus, like, my brother's liberal arts college, like, nobody's so, like, econ, investment.
Mm, that could be the difference between, like, an East Coast versus a West Coast liberal arts college. Yeah. I don't know. But, I mean, obviously, like, I don't know. There are definitely liberal arts colleges on the East Coast that are, like, not the vibe, as you just mentioned. I'm trying to think of, like, what surprised me the most.
I only love the question because I'm like, I feel like I get it on, like, on my tours.
Yeah,
it's
right,
like,
said.
What's your least favorite thing? What's your favorite thing? Now Kylie needs to make something her go-to question. Go-to answer.
I think, like, it's less the school, but kind of more, like, how I've changed, if that makes... Does that make sense? Like,
yeah.
I think what I'm trying to say is, like, one of the... I always said this, but, like, in my, like, why Hamilton, like, Common App essay, like, I said, like, I knew Hamilton was going to be a place where, like, I would develop, like, as a student and an athlete. And, like, I was, like, mentally prepared for that growth. But, like, I, like, knew that, like, it would stretch me to, like, grow as a woman in, like, a way that, like, would be kind of uncomfortable for me. But, like, would ultimately be, like, the most beneficial, if that makes sense.
I love that. Wait, there's no finish.
What?
What were you saying?
Yeah, like, and I feel like I totally feel that way. Like, I think I've been, like, I've been able to, like, kind of fail and learn from my mistakes and, like, grow and, like, ultimately, like, here I am about to graduate, like, feeling so sure of, like, who I am, like, where I want to go with my life. And, like, I never really thought I would have that sense of self. And it's kind of funny or, like, cliche, but, like, Hamilton's motto is know thyself. And, like, I feel like kind of unconsciously in these 4 years, like, I've learned myself. Like, I now know myself, you know what I mean?
Okay.
And I feel like I'm surprised that I was actually able to kind of, like, let myself grow, if that makes sense. Does
Testament
that make sense?
To Hamilton.
Yeah.
But it's also, like, all you. It's not just the school.
Right, but I feel like had I gone somewhere else,
yeah,
I might
not
have, like, had, like, the confidence to take that step, if that makes sense.
That makes sense.
Wait, yeah.
I have a question.
Yeah.
What was your Common App essay on?
Oh, that's a great question.
Maybe we've talked about this.
No, I don't think we have. Maybe we have.
Yeah.
My Common App essay was about, kind of cute, maybe one day I'll read it for y'all. It was about being a twin, but, like, not just, like, oh, like, I'm a twin, blah, blah, blah. It was kind of more, like, being vulnerable, like, how having a twin brother who, like, is, like, equally successful, but, like, has a very different path to success, like, has been so grounding for me, and, like, whatever, like, just to give, like, a super, like, high level, it's, like, we both had, like, identical GPAs or whatever in high school, like, we had statistically, like, the same, like, accolades, but, like, I was, like, so, like, not okay, like, I was too, like, perfectionist, like, too, like, over the top, you know what I mean by that, and he was so laid back and so content, so, like, it basically was, like, he's, like, my better half, and, like, I hope to, like, become more, like, to glean more balance through college. Does that make sense?
That's awesome.
It was, like, a very, like, mushy-gushy, but also, like, low-key, scary, vulnerable essay.
That's big. That's big.
What was yours about?
So, mine, for context, my high school, our junior year, we go abroad for a semester, and we did this army training program for, like, maybe 5 days, and at the end of the army training, you have to take the basic training test, and I was, I was the only girl to pass the physical test.
Damn.
It's
crazy.
Know
that.
Well,
okay.
Thanks. But,
damn.
Somebody came up to me after and was like, you only passed that test because you're a raging feminist. Well, I had, like, all these bruises all over me. I was, like, dying from, like, these rocks in the sand and, like, army crawling.
Oh, my God.
And I basically was, like, that's not how I define, like, my feminism. And, like, you don't, like, being a feminist doesn't mean, like, you have to be, like, athletic and push your body as hard as, like, past its limits. Like, so then I talked about, like, how I want to develop a multifaceted personality. Wait, and that, like, somebody calling me a feminist for passing a physical test, like, should not mean any, I don't know. It was a whole, like, going against how people determine who you are by your accomplishments.
Wait, damn, that's, like, so, like, insanely, like, great perspective for, like, a literal, like, high school
child. It was, like, so over the top for no reason.
No, that's, like, so, Monday you're gonna have to, like, read it to me, like, the actual essay.
I'll read it. I wrote it so many times, it's, like, memorized.
Wait, that's kind of adorable. Yeah. Damn. What would you change about Hamilton? That's, like, I'm, like, literally, like, a kid in tour for you.
I love it.
Like, what is your answer?
It's funny. Recently, somebody in tour guiding said that, like, their number one thing that they would change about Hamilton is, like, the doors are too heavy. Because, like,
if that's your number one complaint, like,
the doors here are massive. But a lot of people want to change, like, housing here. I'm personally happy with housing.
Yeah.
I don't know. This is, like, so obnoxious, like, so stupid, but I'm, like, I wish we had a grad school because I want to, like, stay here.
Oh, wait, that's actually, like, the best answer.
Like, it's so, like, ridiculous, but, like, I love it here so much, and I just feel like in no way could I stay here post-grad, and, it just feels impossible to, like, have a connection to this place once I graduate beyond, like, my emotional bonds with people because, like, we're in the middle of nowhere. You're here for 4 years, and it's gone. Like, I wish that I don't want to be in a city, and, like, I didn't go to, like, some massive school with a grad school, like, for a reason, but I wish there was, like, some way, I don't know, Hamilton existed, it's, like, ridiculous.
You're literally walking, obviously this is authentic, you're not getting, like, paid to say that,
but I'm, like, obsessed, I'm a walking ad. The fact that
you, like, literally, I'm, like, what would you change, or, like, I wish I could stay here for longer, like,
no, I'm really, like, I'm such a walking ad. I also, like, did not like my high school, so, like, being here and being obsessed, I'm, like, addicted to Hamilton.
Oh, wait, that's actually so cute. Would you send your kids here, like, if it felt right? Like, would you?
Yes.
Yeah, you would. I mean,
it's so, like, I mean, if I had kids who wanted to go here, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But it's so, I feel like it's so rare to want to go here.
It's, like, a niche. It's definitely
It's so hard to love it here.
Yeah.
I love it, but it's so specific.
I feel like my dad, his freshman year roommate who he's randomly paired with ended up being like his 4-year roommate at Hamilton. And so anyways, this man, Mr. Cackett, had a son, Nick Cackett, who was the same age as me and my twin. And Nick, like, grew up in South America. So, like, we, like, only got to, like, we'd see him, like, or that family, like, I don't know, once every 3 years as a child. And it was so funny, but me, Johnny, and Nick, Johnny being my twin brother, all ended up going to Hamilton together, and we're all in the same grade, and Nick, the boy, was literally in my dorm my freshman year, and I always just, like, think it's so cool that, like, my dad's roommates also had a son who ended up going to Hamilton with my dad's kids.
So full circle.
Isn't that full circle? And, like, I always, like, jokingly, but, like, kind of seriously ask my parents, like, when you guys, like, met at that party, like, the one you started dating at, like, did you ever think that, one, you guys were gonna get married, two, that you were gonna have twins, and three, that they were all gonna, that they were gonna end up at Hamilton, like, 30 years later, and they're like, no fucking way, like, not at all.
Yeah, it's,
But unreal. They absolutely love it. Like, they take every opportunity to come back and, like, live vicariously through us.
It's,
like,
yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, Kylie's parents coming is so fun.
Yeah, they like to pretend that they're still college students, I'd say. They, like, hit up the pub and go to all the bars and...
Wait, what would you change? Comments.
What would I change? I mean, I feel like that's a tough question. I feel like for myself, I would have just said that COVID didn't exist, which obviously, like,
no, but that makes sense.
But just because, like, my freshman year, like, quite frankly, it sucked here, but it sucked everywhere.
You didn't ever consider a gap year, did you?
I actually, like, in hindsight, I think anyone in the class of 2020 would have taken a gap year. Like, I think,
because you couldn't have known.
You couldn't have known how bad it was going to be, and, like, you also had no way of, like, knowing what life would be like had you not gone to college, if that makes sense.
No,
you know,
right.
What I mean? Like,
plus every college...
My friends who didn't go to college were also miserable. They were living at home, and they wanted to be at their schools. But I think I just, like, I guess maybe kind of going off of Lane's thing, like, I feel like I was kind of gypped of a full year at Hamilton. So yeah. I feel like I'm only really getting a 3-year college experience. Although my freshman year did have some really fun moments, and it definitely, like, kind of trauma bonded us all. I'm sure, like, everybody who's not in my grade here right now gets sick of, like, my grade being like, you guys don't understand, like, us having to party outside in the middle of January and then running from campus safety officers, all that jazz, like... I'm sure you guys get sick of hearing about
it's so valid.
It's so contingent on my Hamilton experience was, that was how it was formed. So
yeah.
To me, it's been kind of like a big, like, mental, like, what if the year never happened? But also, like, what if that year never happened?
Yes. And also, it's like, it always feels a little weird, like, boasting about how much I love Hamilton.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, obviously things happen. I mean, COVID happens, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Things, I don't know. Things always happen, and it's so okay to not like your school and to switch schools. We're just, like, we happen to be walking ads for Hamilton.
Yeah.
But I don't know. We're not going to be walking ads for everything in our life.
That's so true. And also, I feel like I have friends here who may not be as in love with Hamilton as, like, maybe you or I are. But I feel like basically everyone I know, like, everyone I know likes Hamilton. Yeah. The level of how much they like it, obviously, is, like, it varies. But, like, I can't think of anybody here who, like, genuinely, like, can't find positives out of this experience, because there's just so much opportunity here. Like, okay, maybe, like, you don't like the class you're in. Okay, so pick another class. There's no reason that you have to stay in that class.
Yeah.
You don't like your team? You can drop the team and join something else. You know what I mean?
And we'll also, Kylie's boyfriend, of course, and me, will be forcing Kylie to visit a ton next year.
I'll be back.
Yeah, so she's not out of the loop yet.
I'm not out of the loop. No, I mean, it's definitely nice that being in New York City, it's a 4-hour train ride. Literally Hamilton, the town next to Hamilton. So I will be back. Which also, like, again, as I'm reflecting on my time, as I'm, like, so excited for post-grad to be, like, starting a new chapter of life, but also, like, so sad to be leaving here, like, I am kind of having a soft goodbye in the sense that, like, I have so many ties. I have so many friends in the grade below me, my boyfriend, friends who are even younger than your grade, that, like, I will be coming back. And I know that. And, like, I'm so certain of that.
Plus for anything alumni, anything for your team alumni.
Right. Whereas I feel like there are people who might graduate and move to Europe and then they won't come back until, like, their 20-year reunion.
Yeah.
And that just seems, like, so sad and crazy to me. So I'm very grateful that, like, my goodbye is, like, a soft goodbye, if that makes sense.
Plus, you have so much. It's like Kylie's graduating with, like, the everything set up because she did it. Not that it happened for you. You did it for yourself. But she has, like, this sick job and two roommates and is living, like, the dream life. So it's like knowing you have something awesome coming has got to be sick. But also, like, I'm not a senior, so I don't get it. But
No, but you do. It's, like, you've seen me stress about it all throughout the past year and a half. I mean,
it's crazy. You're, like, developing this whole life right now.
I know. It doesn't really feel real, like, honestly, that, like, there's a chance the next time I record an episode, like, I'm literally graduated. And
I hate that.
People always, like, say it, but I just need to say it because you're here. Like, cherish every second because the years fly by. And what I will say to that is, like, I do think I've literally cherished every day here. And part of it is because I, like, literally have a content Instagram account, as you all know. So I literally can go back to any day here because I've posted every single day in my stories. Like, I wonder what I was doing January 5th, 2021. I can, like, literally tell you by looking at my Instagram. Yeah. But I feel like I do really cherish every day here. So although the time flew quick, I feel like I did live my experience to the fullest, or have so far at least.
Yeah, and I think what's so cool here about living your experience to the fullest is, like, you don't need to, like, optimize or perfect every second and do crazy things or, like, get really drunk or, like, travel to the Adirondacks and go hiking every single minute because, like, we have that accessible to us. I feel like cherishing and, like, doing the most here is, like, literally making awesome lunch and dinner plans all the time.
Yeah.
Or trying new things or, like, going on a run, like, somewhere that you enjoy going while you're in this environment. Like, it doesn't have to be, like, doing the craziest things all the time and checking off bucket list things. It can just be, like, going on a coffee date on a Saturday morning because that's literally, like, cherishing what we have now, which is, like, so sweet. And not to speak for you.
No, I mean, that's so true. Like, I'm a distance runner. I'm in my last season. I'm an outdoor track right now. My team had a meet today, but I didn't race in it because I have my league championships a week from today, which is crazy in itself. But I woke up this morning with, like, nothing to do on a Saturday, and so I'm, like, FaceTiming my boyfriend who is studying abroad right now.
Go Copenhagen.
Go Copenhagen. Loved it. Loved going to Copenhagen. And he's like, Kylie, you literally have, like, 3 Saturdays left here. Like, you should just do what's going to make you happy. I was like, oh, honestly, that's so refreshing. He's so right. I should do that. So literally woke up, had a solo breakfast. Then I went on a run on a trail near campus, went and got my eyebrows done, came back, had lunch with some friends, then showered, then went and got coffee with 2 of my younger teammates who are injured right now, so they weren't at the meet. Then I came back and Lane and I went on a drive, which is just like a drive and talk for the vibes. Then I went and got some cheap Mexican food and margaritas with some of my other teammates. And now here Lane and I are like recording a podcast.
That's what it's all about.
No, but seriously, this was like such a fulfilling, fun day of like socializing and just like little like happy things that are like kind of simplistic, but like actually mean the most to me. And I feel like, I don't know, I just feel like I'm thriving on days like today.
Yes.
And I don't know, I just love it here. I really do. But yeah, I don't know. Any like closing remarks? Anything like you'd want to say to somebody out there?
Hey guys. No, like it's I mean, not to sound like, I don't know. One, I'm very sad that Kylie's leaving. I'm just not believing that it's true. I've like literally not been thinking about it because it's not true.
It's not true.
Thank God she's visiting so much next year. I mean, also like she's gonna be living her sick, busy consulting city life. But, like, we'll make her come back.
There's always going to be a soft spot for the cornfields out here, you know? Like, I'm going to be craving, as much as, like, I'm excited to be in a city where it's hustle bustle, yeah. I'm going to need, like, the safe little Hamilton bubble, you know?
Yeah, and of course. And, like, the other thing is, like, we are in our bubble, and, like, I leave for a weekend, and it's, like, weird to come back. So, mm-hmm. I would also say to people, like, I love Hamilton so much, but, like, I'm speaking from inside the bubble, and, like, we're in the bubble, and, like, there's obviously things to critique about anything all the time. I mean, I've had, like, my problems. Obviously, everybody has their problems, but, like, mm-hmm. cherish the positives because you'll look back on them and wish you did in the moment.
Mm.
But, yeah. Damn, thanks,
that was,
guys.
That was really well said. Well, thanks for joining, Lynn.
Thanks for having me.
Hamilton College promo.
Yeah, put it on the
use
website.
Use code Kylie and Lane 10 to save.
For your tuition.
For your tuition.
Yeah, off your insane tuition.
Wait, okay, but follow her on Instagram. And she's definitely going to have to come back on the podcast. We can actually pick her brain about things besides Hamilton.
Yes, but we'll talk a lot.
I just want to say that this is Lane and my, like, in, like lifelong friendship, like, was because of a class at Hamilton, and I'm going to leave it at that for the power of Hamilton and the people you meet and the connections you form. But
absolutely.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for being here, guys. We'll talk to you later.
Thank you.
Bye.